This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. You become part of the solution by getting informed and then using that information. Don't just sit on it, actually use it. You'd be surprised. Anyhow, Sonia Schmidt joins me. She does every week. She's my co-host on Fridays with that big smile. And, hey, you know what I had for dinner last night? I know, we always talk about food.
Uh-oh. What did you have?
Crab cakes.
Did you make them or did you
no,
buy them?
No, stop it. I'm going to make crab cakes. They're going to come
out. I did. I have, and it's very easy, and they're wonderful. I made salmon croquettes the other night.
That sounds too Frenchy for me.
But guess what I'm making this weekend?
Don't tell me pasta, because I don't believe it.
No, my daughter made pasta last night. It was very good. No, I'm going to make, and I don't know if you like this or have ever had it, but I'm making the good old Louisiana gumbo.
No, I've had gumbo. I'll say I'm not a fan. I know.
Okay, we cannot. I can't. I don't want to talk to you anymore. I'm dumb. I can't work like this. No,
I
gumbo?
And everybody says the same. Well, you never had mine. Well, you've never done this. You never. You know what? I grew up with that stuff. You know.
Yeah, it's all generally the same. Nobody makes it.
Thank you. You know,
if you're not into it, you're not. Listen, my ex-husband, so white. If you go in the dictionary, you look up white person, his picture's there. I could never get him used to the greens, collard greens,
really?
Mustard greens.
I know your ex-husband. You're right. You could lose him in a snowstorm.
Oh my gosh! And he's the only white man in America that could never get anybody of Latin descent to work for him. They would always be like, Schmidt, 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 and they would just, like, run away. But he would say greens. I'd have them in the house ready to cook them all day like we do until they're not hardly green anymore. And he'd chop them up raw and put them in a salad. I'm like, that's terrible. That's just gross and wrong. But, yeah, some things you're not going to, if you don't like it, you don't like it.
Yeah, I'm with you. You know, it's the same thing with certain kind of, you know, pasta sauces and such. You're right. So,
what kind of pasta sauce is not people, oh, my God, everything is wonderful.
There are people who don't like, you know, again, pasta sauces come in all kinds of different types and what have you. I love, like, for me, I love lobster sauce, pasta sauce.
Yeah, and the way you said your dad makes it.
Oh,
but my daughter...
God.
My daughter made something called puttanesca, and I didn't like that, and
my
I don't know if it's the name. The name puttanesca, maybe I just stopped there. But
no. Some Italians do what's called a clam sauce, where you make the red sauce, where you throw clams in it. It's a white clam sauce. That's
no,
another
it's
one.
Good.
Yeah, it sounds
oh, I
good.
I made the best linguine clam you have ever
there
tasted.
There you go. See that? I'm telling you. All kinds of versions.
Yeah, but I can't imagine too many people like disliking an Italian sauce at any time, but that's possible.
Tomatoes. I don't even understand how they survive life without tomatoes.
Yeah. Well, they're not the best things for you, but they're good things.
Who cares?
I know you enjoy life, Joe. I have a hard time doing that. I'm just miserable all the time.
You know, if you keep eating them cheeseburgers, you're going to die. Well, you know, I'm going to die anyway, so I might as well die with a cheeseburger in my mouth, you know?
Exactly. No, I have my vegan burger and I'm such a California girl.
Oh.
I shouldn't be a Republican.
So you look at my family, right? And I'm sure other people have stories. But you look at my family, and they all died. I used to joke, they look like they swallowed a basketball, most of the guys. But they all died later on in life. My dad's 82. Definitely overweight. Eats pretty much anything you put in his plate. I mean anything. Stuff that would make, you know, you squirm when you were a kid. Tripe was a big deal to my grandfather.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know what it is. And they would eat. My grandfather, in way back in the day, this would gross some people out, he'd buy a half a, I think it was a lamb's head, and he would eat, they would bake it. In the skull, they would bake it, and he would have the brain and the part of the tongue and the whole. They wasted nothing, those people. And
my mother, oh, my gosh. But you know what? I kind of think that the meat that they had then, my parents were farm people. So I know that they ate a lot of stuff that I would never eat now, but they ate it fresh. It was right off the farm. Yep. They killed it themselves. So it wasn't filled with preservatives and all these sort of things. But I'll tell you a story. My mother used to make something called hog head cheese.
Yes.
And one day she was making it, and there was a box on the countertop. And I remember talking on the phone to my girlfriend, and I opened this box. And I started putting this thing together like a puzzle. And sure enough, it was a literal hog's head. And I was freaked out.
Oh, God.
But, you know, we don't eat stuff that's fresh and non-preservatives and all that stuff now. So,
my grandfather said it back in, oh, God, in the 70s. My brother caught him screaming in the supermarket. I think he was losing it back then. But he talked about how the food people were killing us. And he would hold up bottles of stuff and even the meats and all kinds of things. And he would say,
"It's true.
It's expensive. You guys can barely afford it. When you buy it, it's bad for you. It's going to hurt you." You go through all
and
that stuff.
He was right.
You know?
He was right.
They lived in their 80s.
But they had probably a good foundation of eating fresh. But, you know, and then there's, and I won't even bring this up, but the whole idea of them putting vaxes in our food.
Mm-hmm.
And my word.
We can get into that, you know, when we come back from the commercial. We're going to go pay for this show. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Tony and I are going nowhere.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I don't do impersonations. I don't do stand-up. Actually, I don't do stand-up because I can't stand up that long. Anyhow, Joe Mancini, your co-host, along with Sonya Schmidt, your other co-host. You're there. Wake up.
Two co-hosts make a host.
Almost.
So we're actually we're the hosts of the show on Friday night.
The hosts.
Hostesses.
Yeah. You know what? I can get back to the days when they used to bring. I used to do the show around lunchtime, and it was nice because when it was more local oriented, the local restaurants would bring food in.
Oh, nice.
So we could talk about their food. Yeah,
well, we can always change this back to lunchtime.
No, are you serious? That'd be 400 pounds before.
No, me too.
No time at all because you're sitting down eating, right?
Well, you know, and I'm eating. You know, everybody who's been listening to us on Friday night knows I've been working on my diet since January of this year. Well, let me just tell you.
January 2020. Yeah, go ahead. Anyway, yeah.
The events of since October the 7th have caused me to, like, just, like, binge. And I was supposed to work out with my daughter yesterday, and she goes, you know what, just relax. She says, why are we all acting like it's not the end of the world? Oh, I got to keep up my workout. I got to eat right. I got to just relax. And I had to laugh. I'm like, yeah, if there's any time in our lives where things are so uncertain, they're so crazy, just relax. I don't know if anybody else is going through that out there in the radio world, but we can all sense that there's something really insidious.
There is really something about to happen. There's something
it's ugly
going on out there.
It's ugly.
But I think it's up to us to really run with it, make a difference. You know?
It is. And now I feel like what our difference is maybe different from when it's just political. Sometimes I think, and what's happening with me is I'm looking at people sideways to go, are you anti-Semitic? You know, it's like, yeah, what side are you on?
You know which friends are yours. I had a friendship with a guy for 12 years I had to break off. Because until I went out to lunch with him and a couple of his buddies, I couldn't believe how anti-Semitic and racist he was.
Yeah, like, okay, and that's what
I'm done.
Right now, people's true colors, now it's really mattering. It's really mattering. And I'm like, what side are you on?
Well, listen, just a mere fact, I don't believe that when you just start to see it, like if I see it in this person, it doesn't mean they just took this on. I don't believe that for a second.
They've been that way. Okay?
That way. I kind of feel like a fool because I didn't know. I've been with this person before. But I think it got to the point where they just couldn't, to your point, they couldn't hold it back anymore. And now all that hatred that's running around, they're using that to spew all that out with.
Well, the events of what's gone on has really caused people to vocalize their sides. But the beauty of it is that you can also talk, it gives you an opportunity to talk to them and ask questions. What do they mean when they're pro-Palestinian? And do they really know the history and what's going on and what Hamas does? And if they still come out on the side of being pro-Hamas, then you know they ain't your tribe.
The, what's really sad is, and have you found any of, you don't have to give me names, but have you found any of your white friends? I mean, you have more than me, I think, right? I'm not sure.
I have no white friends. I don't like white people. So
I don't like people. So we're looking a lot great.
There we go. Me either.
But I mean, have you found in some of these trying times that some of your white friends may have a hint of or have let that out that they may be a little racist?
I haven't yet, but I have to tell you, I approach it gingerly. If I go on their Facebook page and they've got a, you know, an Israeli flag, I'm like, oof, you know. But again, I don't have very many friends, and so it hasn't really been an issue. It's only been an issue with family, who are the people who I think that we can make an influence in our families faster than we can the people who we work with or our friends or this and that and the other. Like, again, I have no friends, so I don't know what they feel or what they don't feel. But my focus has been with my daughters, who are young enough to have heard all the leftist propaganda about Israel, which caused me to do my homework, which allowed me to, like you say, get informed, and then I could talk about it. I really didn't think I could talk about it. I knew what my gut said. I knew what my biblical understanding was October the 7th, but history and all that, I really had to look into. And then when I heard some of the buzzwords that the left always uses in conjunction with black people, like BLM stuff and oppression, and they're the oppressors and all, I'm like, okay, these are the same words. So there's something going on here. And sure enough, the kids, people all over the world are being so influenced by the left to a scary degree. It's frightening. When I saw that, was it the Brooklyn Bridge in New York with thousands and thousands of pro Hamas?
Everywhere.
That's a scary thought.
Yeah.
No, it was worldwide. I mean, we saw it in the UK. We saw it in Australia. We saw it. But that's a lot of people that we didn't know hated America that much.
I'm going to do what I always do, okay, and say,
make fun of me?
To play nice, right? We have parents out. Yes, parents, you're listening to me. I know you are. We have parents, aunts, uncles, grandma and grandpa that never said anything to these kids, these little brat toys at times, because you know you want to have the ability to see them. But isn't it breaking your heart seeing how what an anti-Semite they've turned out to be, to see what a racist they've turned out to be, because you didn't open your mouth and push back on some of the things these kids were saying?
And having a broken heart and not saying anything is a big problem. We got Thanksgiving coming up, and for the most part, we cook for those little brats. I say.
Yeah, but I can't speak about a lot of communities, but the black moms and the old Italian moms, they would never put up with that stuff, or the mine didn't, I'll put it that way.
Yeah, but this is so political, and it's so historical that I don't know that, I mean, I think people, there are a lot of people, I think I'm pretty up on stuff, but I don't think that people really know enough to be able to talk about it to their kids. Though, one thing about left, especially the younger generation, is they can sound, they can use big words, they can be very in your face about stuff and very committed. They sound like they know what they're talking about.
Oh, I call it the AOC effect. She sounds.
It's the AOC effect.
She sounds like a flipping genius. And
right.
Yeah, maybe in an upside down world. Okay, we're going to go for a quick break. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up in just a few minutes with Sonya and Joe. Don't go far.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA News update. The White House is not endorsing a general ceasefire in the conflict between Israel and Hamas. Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre telling reporters today that a ceasefire at this time would primarily benefit Hamas. The Biden administration is, however, advocating for temporary humanitarian pauses in the fighting to facilitate the delivery of aid into Gaza and the release of hostages. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he will not consider a pause in the fighting in Gaza unless Hamas releases the more than 200 hostages it currently holds captive. The economy added just 150,000 jobs in October, reflecting a slowdown in the labor market. The unemployment rate rose slightly to 3.9%. Today, Eric Trump is providing testimony once more in his father's civil fraud trial in New York. The son of the former president is currently addressing inquiries related to financial records of the Trump Organization. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems a certain voodoo priest who will have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Joe Mazzini, your host. Welcome back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. And now, my co-host, which makes us a complete host, Sonya Schmidt joins me.
Yes, I do.
Hey, somebody in the chat room just said that their granddaughter, who's in the ninth grade.
Uh-huh.
I guess they were having a conversation sometime. They said, well, you know, granddaughter said, well, I know a few things. I would love.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. A few.
I would have said, yeah, few. Let's emphasize few, okay?
Mm-hmm. That's the operative word. Well, my grandson, my other grandson, came home from school, and he says that they're talking about the differences and similarities between religions. And he said, Muslim, Christian, and maybe Catholic or something. And I didn't want to go too deep because he's just a kid, but I did want to know, are they talking about moral relativism, or are they just doing comparing and contrasting? And I don't expect them to get into good and bad. That's not really their place, but I was curious about why this lesson was being taught.
Yeah. How old are you now?
Well, that one is, well, they're both 11. The boys are 11, and this is one of the 11-year-olds, and he's started at a new school. And,
go ahead.
No, I was going to switch. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, that's not something the school should be talking about, because frankly, I want to tell my kids about the different religious beliefs and what have you. The teacher shouldn't have that kind of, in my mind, unless...
Right, well, okay, this is a Catholic school. It is a religious school.
Okay.
Does that make a difference, maybe?
It does to me, because it's a private school, and you know what they're teaching.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know, because I didn't want to go, okay, what are they saying? But he was just basically talking about, well, one goes to a synagogue and temple, and the other goes to, you know, a mosque. So it sounded completely like, okay, these are the... the same and comparing and contrasting, I do find it an interesting time. Yeah. Because of what's going on in the world to bring that up. But I didn't want to go, you know, yeah, but
they might have done it because of that. You know, they might have done it because the kids were hearing the word, you know,
that's
Jew
true.
And
that's
Islam
true.
And stuff.
That's true.
Yeah, you want, look at, I want my kids informed. I want them to know about the different religions. I'm always, just like with history, I want to know how they're presented.
Right, that's all I'm asking. And, you know, I want them to know that one religion, you know, obliges them to cut off the heads of others, but I didn't think that was my place.
I've said this before, some people get irritated with me, they're not all the same. I don't care what you believe or what
Right, that's
think.
What I'm saying.
They're not all the same.
Yeah, if they're teaching more relativism, then I got a problem with that. Yeah. But if they're teaching differences, and so here's the thing, we're talking about holidays coming up, and I say it's Thanksgiving, don't feed your liberal kids at all. But my two of my grandkids, they now go to a Catholic school. Well, I've never been to a Catholic school. I don't really know. But we just celebrated, or they just celebrated Halloween. I don't do Halloween per se. But this school did Halloween. And I, you know, like one of my kids goes to a Christian school. They didn't do Halloween, but they let the kids dress up one day the week before Halloween. They couldn't wear anything scary or demonic or anything like that. Well, I have to tell you, this Catholic school Halloween was so creepy. It was so demonic that it scared me. I don't have to go in. I'm good.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I can eat candy out here. Thank you very much.
I can eat candy on my own. So I don't know if that's a typical thing or I don't know.
I don't know. It's gotten so you and I were talking about this earlier. It's gotten so different from the standpoint of even the costumes, right? I mean, we were talking about the Wizard of Oz.
Oh, yeah.
The height of technology. Kids yawn at that stuff today. The original Frankenstein. I'm not talking about the silent one, people, or Dracula. I'm talking about the Frankenstein that we all saw as kids. Scared
that was so good.
When you
Me
went to bed
too.
At night, right? You heard the noise, and that was it. It was Frankenstein trying to get in your room.
My grandkids would be bored by that now, and I want to show them the because it's such a wonderful story. Not only was it beautifully shot, but that monster scared me when I was a child.
Yep. Yeah.
But they see things so differently now. I just don't know. I think they've seen too much. They know too much. Like one the grandson who went to the demonic Catholic celebration, he really wants to see Freddy Krueger movie. He thinks he's old enough now to see that. He was asking about Michael Myers. I'm like, first of all, why do you even know about this stuff at this point? But
well, because it's forbidden stuff. Like when we were kids, they're talking about this stuff. I'm sure they've seen some pictures and such.
Yeah,
those kind of things, you know.
And the kids at their school, they were allowed to dress up as Freddy Krueger and Michael Myers. And I would have thought, no. Although I let my children, when I was young and raising them, I let them dress up. But they always had to be something sweet. They could never be anything witchy or demonic or anything. And I talked to them about why, what this holiday really means, where it comes from.
So they couldn't dress up like Pelosi or Schumer or that kind of thing.
Not at all. Nothing witchy, awful, and demonic at all. No, Biden. But I will tell you, I saw some really funny Biden costumes
video?
And video. Oh, my gosh. They were so funny. And then there was one guy. I don't know if you saw the guy who was a man. And he was shirtless, and he had stitch marks under his breast, connotating, you know, upper.
I know exactly.
That was hilarious. I was like, oh my gosh, this is so bad, but it's so funny.
Oh,
it was funny.
Let me see what I got. All right, so let's move on from movies and scary. Well, actually, this is still scary too. You actually sent the story over, which was the black voters in Milwaukee. And
I didn't send that, did
I? I thought you said that. Maybe you did. Maybe you didn't. I don't know. Somebody sent it.
All right, let's deal with it.
Well, they're feeling the general consensus out there. They're feeling uninspired and not motivated to go vote for Biden. And according to the article, I mean, that is a problem for the Democrat Party, because they need black males to be excited about voting for the Dem Party. They need black males out voting for Democrats. And they're not seeing it in the black women or the black men. And, maybe they're waking up. I'd like to think that, but I know that's kind of a bit of a fairyland mindset.
No, Trump, and listen, the more Trump is persecuted, the more he's going to appeal to black males. Not because they necessarily identify with people who, quote unquote, broken the law, but I think they do identify with people who've been shafted under the legal system. They believe they have been. And I believe that they see that this guy not only has not done anything wrong that warrants all of this, but they see a guy who's handling it very cool. And I think that they admire that. So whether, and when I was more of a political activist, I always said, look, and I don't think that I can convince any black voters to change their party, the political party. My appeal was, just don't vote. Don't, what's that thing that they say about doctors? Don't do more harm,
Right.
Just think about it. While you're thinking about it, don't vote. But, black women, I haven't heard anything about that. But why do you think the left is importing voters? They're not only importing voters, but they're bringing in an army of people. You think that, Department of Homeland Security admitted this week that, there's Hamas and there's Hezbollah here in our country. We don't know who they are and where they are, but we know that they're here. Don't you think all those young, able-bodied men who are going to be completely out of work and out of homes and all that, don't you see them as being the new military and police force in our country?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well, not only that, look, let's go a little further with it again. You've got Donald Trump, and we're not to say it's not just party talk. He did more for the black community than the so-called black president did.
Of course,
right? And Joe Biden is actually killing the black community from a standpoint of the stuff that Trump put in place to allow black businesses, black-owned businesses, to get financing, get the help that they needed. Biden shut down. Still don't know why. I'm going for a break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
Come on, I like horns like everybody else. Joe, this is your host. Yes, like everybody else, I said it. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, and truly be part of the conversation. My co-host every Friday, Soldier Schmidt, joins me. Adds a little flavor to the show. Probably a lot of flavor to the show, yeah.
Flavor, flavor.
I'm like white toast, you know?
You are, a little bit.
A little?
With garlic on it. There's a little garlic toast.
I can do that.
That's so good. That sounds so good right now. Guess what I'm having tonight? You'll hate
pasta.
It. No, you'll hate it. Let's just start there.
It's a southern dish?
Nope. Oh, far from it. Unless you're talking about southern Japan.
Oh, sushi?
Yes, sir, Evans.
I like my sushi fried. That's all I gotta say.
I know you do. Yeah. No, I've been I've been hankering for this for a long time.
God. It's not gas station sushi, right? Real stuff?
Oh, heck no. Not even market sushi. But I really appreciate your audience listening to us just chat. I don't get to talk to people often, so I know when I'm on air with you, it sounds a lot like just conversation that with politics sprinkled on it. But you can't live by politics, folks. So when Joe and I talk, we're kind of playing catch up and talking about movies and people.
Well, I like the movie thing because I'm not a movie buff. I mean, I like some really old stuff. I'm tired of the new stuff because they have to ruin everything I like. You and I talked several times about Cheaper by the Dozen and how they turned out.
The remakes are bad. The remakes are bad.
You know, so no more.
And Disney has certainly gone down the wrong path of that used to be. I remember when I was writing and producing That's So Raven, and I had a parent tell me that she really appreciated that show and Disney Channel in particular because she could leave it on and she wouldn't have to worry about her children. I don't think she can say that. Nobody can say that anymore. I've noticed when my granddaughter watches Disney Plus those shows, she gets sassy, she gets angry. And it's a direct reflection of those shows that she gets smart mouth. I'm like, you need to break these Disney shows because this girl.
So, you know, I told you we've talked about this before, and I don't know if you sent me this or somebody else did, but I said, was it last year or the year before? I kept telling you how the black community gets screwed when it comes to education, yet the Democrats keep telling you how much they love the black community and. You know, these kids deserve an education. They deserve this. They deserve that. And it's just getting worse. And homeschooling for the black community grew 16% from 21 to 22.
That's wonderful.
Fantastic. Finally, they're waking up and going, you know what? These people are screwing us. No more.
Yeah, but it's not just the black community. There was an article recently. Maybe that's the one I see. And it's going up. Across the board, black, white, everybody, and across the country.
Yep.
They said from Manhattan to Kentucky. Now, if homeschooling is going up in Manhattan, and I do believe Manhattan is in New York.
Yep. So let me tell you the highest ones. You got California, South Dakota, Tennessee, D.C. at 108%.
They're waking up. They're waking up.
You know, There was a superintendent of schools there back when Obama got elected, about the time, and she had been in for a while. Her Mary something or other. I thought it was Reed, but maybe not. But she had put vouchers in place, and her contention was, you public schools are going to fight for these kids, fight for this money, and if you don't fight, you're going to lose them.
Going to lose it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. They had, within a short period of time, they had as many charter schools as they did public schools.
Wow.
And private schools grew like crazy, too. And guess what happened? The graduation rate went up. Okay?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. And Mr. Obama, your community advisor, whatever you called him at one point in time, he came and said, no,
we can't
have this.
No more.
Yeah, this is, our kids have to go back to public school. Anyway, so he didn't care. He threw them under the bus. So now they're starting to catch on. It's 108% increase from last year when it came to homeschooling. Rhode Island at 91%, Massachusetts 55. I mean, they're getting
wonderful.
It. They're seeing it. They're making changes.
That's right. So. We got to see during COVID. You know, COVID was bad, and I think it was a trial balloon to see if they can lock us up again, because I do believe you're getting ready to do this with World War III going on. But parents got to see everything the Democrats do for evil. It really does turn around in good's favor.
Eventually, it bites them. Yeah,
eventually
right
it bites them.
Yeah.
So we got to see. I mean, these teachers were so stupid and so arrogant that even though they knew they were being piped into children's living rooms, they still kept up the same crap that they were doing, and parents got to hear what their children were learning or what they were not learning.
Do you remember what the argument was? When they would say, when the parents would come forward, they would say, look, I went to school for this. I've got 15 years experience. Oh. You don't have any right to tell me how to teach kids.
But isn't that the arrogant, elitist way all the way around.
Yep.
Just like we were talking earlier about how they can tell minorities what's going to feel bad about bird names without asking us. I guess the chick was black, but they don't ask us.
No.
They don't ask parents, and then if they did, they wouldn't respect
it. Oh, yeah, they wouldn't.
Parents all over the country are going, we don't want you talking to our kids about personal matters without addressing us. Yeah. And they say, well, we know best. We know best.
Yep. Well, there was a young lady who wrote an article last week. I meant to send it to you. And she was talking about, I don't know the woman's real name, but the woman who plays, who was known as Aunt Jemima, right?
Mm-hmm.
And she said, you know the sad part about all this? Here's a woman that came out of slavery. She made a name for herself. She became wealthy. She did well. She was known by a lot of people. And in 5 years, nobody will have a clue that she even existed.
Existed.
Thank you, BLM.
Thank you, BLM. Because we're supposed to be ashamed of, they're telling us what images. You can't erase history. Listen, if it was a bad thing we did, keep it, we'll learn from it. You know,
she was making money from it. She came out of it, sleeping in a mud hut.
They're saying that just because a white man pays you money to debase yourself, that's not a good thing.
God.
But remember, they changed her image. She went from being, when I was a kid, she was a heavy black woman with a scarf around her head.
Yeah, remember.
She looked like a house worker. And then they changed her. They gave her a hairdo and a nice dress. They slimmed her down, and then that wasn't good enough. So they had to now, you know, get rid of her. So
yeah, that's what I loved about the pastor I'm talking about out of South Central LA. Things were very, really black and white. He talked about things as the way they were, how far they've come along, and in some cases, how far they haven't come along. He didn't, mm-hmm. didn't mince words about much of anything.
No.
And he used to make fun of this stuff, going, look, no matter what we do to get ahead, look what they'll do to pull us back. Right?
Yeah.
Because they can't have us successful on our own. It has to be something that they've laid out that we follow the way they want us to follow, so it looks like if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here.
Right. And they get to determine what is success. I find that woman's story pretty amazing. I happen to have an original picture of her where she's in a kitchen with a bunch of people showing them how she makes her pancakes.
Oh, that's great.
It's a glorious picture. I want to see that history as a black person. How dare you?
Exactly.
How dare you, elitist white chick, tell me that that's not supposed to be a part of my history that I can be proud of, or at least
old black woman that's fat working in the kitchen. Is that stereotyping?
Right. And I know that they think that, but if they just had a conversation with us. But there's so many young black people who believe the same thing. So if they don't have a conversation with all the different types, but soon we're going to have our whole history, everything erased from us. It's not going
to
be a fun world.
The woman I'd love to get around more is Elvita King. And she doesn't miss
names
either. And she was all over something that happened in our area, and it was great. She just, there's a group of black girls complaining about racism, and I told
you don't know.
Right at him and said, you don't even know what racism is.
You don't know what racism is. I mean, what my parents did to get us out to California and create a living and build our house and
Elder tells a story about his dad and what he had to do.
Mm-hmm.
And he came to California to get away from racism from the South. Because that's what everybody was saying. He said he just found a softer racism when he came out here.
Only to meet, right. Yeah. It's just a different
story. Great story. If any of you ever want to know, you should look it up online.
Yep.
Get a couple of books.
I haven't written the story.
So go ahead.
My family, we used to travel from California once they moved out here all the way back to the South. And many motels wouldn't let us rent a room, and we would pull into my father. Figured he always had a place for us to go in a national forest, a national park, and we camped. God. And that's how I learned to cook and fish and camp and things that have lasted me to this day.
Well, listen, I am so sorry that us white folks can't be so mean. I know we are. We're very mean people. Yeah, especially the ones that weren't here when it was going on. Enjoy your dinner. And I always appreciate your time with me. And again, next Friday, people, I'm going to give you her home address if she doesn't show up. All right, you stuck with me for the next hour. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far.